8:22 on Maryland's Morning News. A good Tuesday morning to you. I'm Brian Neiman. Picture an early morning at an elementary school. Moms and dads drop off their kids, give little Johnny or Jane a hug goodbye. Well, under a new rule in St. Mary's County, that would be only permitted. That would be the only kind of hug that you actually have, parents with their kids. In theory, kids would not be able to, say, hug their grandparent or their neighbor, and kids wouldn't be able to hug other kids. Kelly Murray Hall, Executive Director of Elementary Schools at St. Mary's County Public Schools, joins me now on Maryland's Morning News. Good morning, Kelly. Why do we need such a rule in St. Mary's County?
Well, actually, we really, a committee of educators and parents and our county of council of PTA started to address some concerns with a variety of things, including what's an appropriate touch and an inappropriate touch. And really, we're not talking about hugs from familiar people, family members, people that are your daycare provider, those kinds of things. We're talking about, visitors or other people in school that may not be incredibly familiar with the child in question. You know, we've had some parental feedback that makes some people uncomfortable.
Okay, so then the reporting this morning that, say, a grandparent couldn't hug their kid or a neighbor couldn't, say, hug a kid to say goodbye is not true.
That is not true, And these are, practices where we're getting some feedback from the community. Nothing is set in stone. We are really looking at gathering community input to say, how do you feel about this? And truly what we're really the feedback we're getting is people want to say if the student initiates a hug, they're really comfortable with that. I mean, nobody wants to be the hugging police in St. Mary's County. Absolutely. This has been misinterpreted, but, we're really talking about inappropriate and appropriate touch.
All right. Has it become so much of a problem where people are worried or they don't like these unwanted hugs going on at schools in St. Mary's County?
I think people have different thresholds of what they feel comfortable with and how familiar a person is. We have 16,000 registered volunteers in St. Mary's County. That's a lot of people. And not everybody knows someone as well as they know someone else. And I think that's really the issue. If it's a friend or a neighbor or someone that you see all the time, people feel comfortable with that. But it's when it's someone that you really don't know and they hug their child, it does make people uneasy.
All right. There's another part of the story that came out that said birthday invitations. Kids are always invited. They're always having birthday parties and they're inviting, their classmates to their parties. And now invitations for birthdays are not allowed to be handed out at school.
What has happened, the feedback we've gotten from teachers is that child comes in with, 7 birthday invitations in a class of 25. And it becomes kind of an academic disruption. People are opening the birthday invitations even if they're told not to. And it's a lot of hurt feelings and it takes the focus off of instruction. We're not saying no birthday invitations. What we're going to have the schools do is set up a registry, basically, if you will, at the open house, and ask parents if they would like to be contacted for playgroups or birthday parties. They can put an email in and a phone number, and we'll let it be handled like that so that it just doesn't create this dynamic of you got invited and you didn't.
I'm way over on this, but I have to ask you anyway, because there's been so much reported on it this morning about, the hugging thing. Why was there miscommunication on this? Because there's even a board member, Kathy Allen, is quoted as saying she doesn't understand the new rules.
First of all, they are practices. They're not rules. I'm not really sure. If you actually listen to the presentation that was done for the Board of Education, we think it was very clear. I do think this is an emotional topic, and I think there was some misrepresentation and an emotional headline.
All right. Kelly Murray, thanks for joining us. Kelly Murray Hall, Executive Director, Elementary Schools, St. Mary's County Public Schools, here on Maryland's Morning News.